Senator Lisa Murkowski is making progress on ending the U.S. ban on crude oil exports. It's one of her biggest goals as chairman of the Senate Energy Committee. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, powerful interests are fighting to keep the ban in place.
You may not hear them in Alaska, but as efforts to end the 40-year-old export ban get closer to the finish line, industry groups have begun airing TV spots to press the issue.
Who loves the ban on U.S. crude oil exports? Iran and Russia. Not exactly our best friends. Lifting the ban would increase domestic oil production, and that strengthens our national security.
That's one ad sponsored by the American Petroleum Institute. It began airing last week in a dozen states and the District of Columbia. A bill to end the export ban cleared a House subcommittee this month, and a prominent Republican on the House Energy Committee predicts the ban may be dead in a matter of months. That would be quite a coup for champions of oil exports like Senator Murkowski, who has already moved an export bill through her own committee.
I am not discounting the opportunity to advance it this year. There are some who have suggested that it's not possible to advance it before the end of 2015. I think most have been quite surprised at how readily we have been able to move the discussion on this issue.
Murkowski was the first lawmaker in years to take aim at the ban around the start of last year. But those who want to keep the ban in place are ramping up, too. The issue splits the oil industry. Oil producers say the ban makes no sense anymore. It was adopted in the 1970s at a time of scarcity after the Arab oil embargo. The ban does not apply to refined products, and it doesn't apply to Alaskan crude, which is sometimes shipped overseas. Oil refiners are big defenders of the ban. They say if crude can be shipped overseas, many of their refineries would have to close. A recent government report says ending the ban would cut into refiners' profits. The United Steelworkers Union wants to keep the ban, too. It represents some 30,000 refinery employees. A few environmental and consumer groups oppose exports, too. Here's an ad sponsored by a group called Allied Progress that targets Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey.
Now he might break his word by letting big oil ship American crude overseas. Lifting the crude oil ban could raise gas prices, cost U.S. jobs, and help grow China's economy, while putting our energy future at greater risk from terrorists like ISIS.
Many studies show that allowing exports would not hike prices at the pump. But ban defenders aren't buying it. Recent polling in two Senate battleground states shows voters are confused about that question. But the research suggests voters are inclined to punish lawmakers who press to allow exports. At least, that's what pollsters found in Illinois and Pennsylvania, home to some of the nation's largest refineries. In any case, lawmakers may see the issue as too politically risky to take up before the 2016 elections, so its passage in Congress is hardly a sure bet. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.